Well, from the sound of that, this is probably another of those Radio 3 series guaranteed to whisk you off to far-flung corners of the globe and to reveal little-known music from faraway places with strange-sounding names. Well, the Bombard and the Biniou Coz, the T-Lane and Khan Hadiskan may not be immediately recognisable, but our destination is, in fact, not so very far away. Just an overnight ferry trip from the south coast of Grande Bretagne brings you to the shores of Petite Bretagne, for this is the music from Little Britain. First, a short history lesson. Brittany did indeed get its name from its connections with the British Isles. There's some dispute as to why emigration from present-day Wales and the West Country began in the 4th century, but whatever the reason, Celts speaking a Brittonic language, similar to Cornish, continued to settle in Brittany for some 5 centuries. We'll fast forward a few hundred years from there, stopping just long enough to take note of the annexation of the then Duchy of Brittany by France in 1532. A bad year, according to many a loyal Breton, and the cause of much grief within the nationalist movement ever since. And there's no doubt that successive French governments have given the Bretons much to grieve about. Recently, though, things have changed. Breton, the language, long suppressed, can now be taken as a school subject. Extensive government aid was ploughed into the area in the 1970s, and Mitterrand's local government reforms gave more power to the regional authority. But today, unemployment is still a major problem, as is rural depopulation. Now, there's actually a good reason for that brief trawl through history. The aim of these two programmes is to bring you an introduction both to the traditions of Breton music and to how recent generations have kept that music alive. Whilst Bretons may not be clamouring en masse for nationhood, the combined effects of history and politics and resultant fear of loss of traditions have led to an important and effective revival of the notion of Breton identity, Bretonisme. And this has manifested itself most clearly in a great upsurge of interest in Breton culture and in the cultural connections between Brittany and its Celtic neighbours. So, for example, when it comes to music, the Breton band Trian pays tribute to the Irish hero Brian Boru. And Ireland's finest, the Chieftains, play Breton wedding music. And there'll be more evidence of cross-cultural experiments next week. But today we're concerned with the traditional Breton musical styles and instruments. The Celtic links mean many of these will be familiar. But we start with Brittany's unique contribution to the history of music, the Bombard. Thank you. Jean Baron and Christian Anaïx playing a Ronde de Saint-Vincent on the classic Breton pairing of bombout and biniou-coz, the Breton bagpipe. The bombout is a double reed instrument in B-flat related to the shawm or oboe. It has a range of 2 octaves. And there's a very close cousin, the lombout, which is an E-flat instrument. Raymond Travers, writing in the Rough Guide to World Music, accurately sums up its, shall we say, forceful sound.
Depending on the condition of your brain on any given day, the bombat sounds either like a hypnotic, trance-inducing paean to the gods, or a sackful of weasels being yanked through a mincer.
The biniou-coz, old bagpipe, is a mouth-blown pipe with a single drone pitched an octave higher than the Scottish pipes and with a range of 10 notes. Although the pipes and bombat duo, the couple de sonneur, or in Breton, sonnerian, is generally regarded as the archetypal Breton dance music combination, it's a relatively recent marriage, only dating back to the 19th century. And the bombat's other regular partnerships are even more recent. The creation of the bagat, the Breton pipe band, was directly inspired by its Scottish equivalent, but only developed fully in the 1950s. The lineup is usually combinations of bombat, biniou bras, Scottish pipes, and percussion, and arrangements mirror the call and response style of the sonnerian. The Bagat Rancette Moor, the Seahorses of Le Coil Meudon, with a dance tune from Western Brittany. The bombat has also recently made an appearance in sacred music. In response to the growing popularity of music for trumpet and organ, the 1960s saw the arrival of the bombat organ duo. Purely instrumental versions of hymn tunes are played, plus arrangements for voice and the 2 instruments. This traditional Breton hymn, Il est us à Barados, is sung by Anne Offray with Jean Baron, bombat, and Michel Guesquier, organ. Binu and Bombout have other close relatives. The Vers, for example, is a one-drone bagpipe from southeastern Brittany and is similar in sound to the Gaiter of Galicia, another area where Breton musicians have found Celtic soulmates. And although it's far from traditionally Breton, the clarinet has gained in popularity since its introduction in the 19th century. As we've taken a detour into adopted instruments, let's mention that definitive French instrument, the accordion, which made its way to Brittany in the early 20th century, and in some areas replaced the Binu Bombard duos, one accordioniste being cheaper to hire than un couple de sonneur. Unsurprisingly, it also became popular along the coast, where a wide repertoire of sea shanties can be found. Today, Breton musicians employ accordions alongside true Breton instruments, and are playing traditional and new Breton tunes on the Piano du Pauvre. Alain Penec and his own composition, Deux Points Virgule. If the harp has become the universal symbol of all things Celtic, then the harp in Brittany is also the symbol of the rebirth of the Breton tradition. The Celtic harp flourished in Brittany, as in the other Celtic countries, during the Middle Ages, and had all but disappeared by the end of the 18th century. It was at a druidic ceremony in 1912 that the Celtic harp, the Tilaine in Breton, made its reappearance in Brittany. And this led to a revival of interest, which culminated in the arrival of one Alain Stivell on the world stage in the 1960s. Stivell, the man synonymous with the revival of Breton folk music. But more of him next week. This is Dominique Bouchot. Dominique Bouchot playing an instrumental version of a Guerre's, a complaint or ballad, which is one of the four identifiable song styles in Brittany. Although much vocal music is dance music, the Guerre's is the exception. Guerzou tell tales and legends, such as this one, the sad story of a doomed love affair between a student destined for the priesthood and a young noblewoman.
Te yonik flecher di les da zavet, a keres da gemper da studi belek, la vara ke na vo da merechet. Bara wa merechet a wa hervrosi, wa mechet outru arafa wa nuzi, wa mechet outru arafa wa nuzi. Aria wanka unes arvrawa, yonig kervlei zagara glivon, Yonig kerevlei zagara glivon. Pawa yonig ovon don urjou, Genove fawa variz rejou, Genove fawa variz rejou. En on due yon distro iten dro, uiso kiriek, kiriek domaro. Uiso kiriek, kiriek domaro. On outru yon flecher zo person, person e obremont, et bornison, personne et obrément et bornison.
Andrea Agui singing a Guerre's from the Barzès Bridge, a seminal collection of traditional songs compiled by one Théodore Ersard de la Ville Marquet in the 19th century. La Ville Marquet did valuable work, but was not averse to editing the texts as he saw fit. He moved the location of that song to his own parish. The other most interesting song style is the canha discan. Like the bombat biniou technique, this most frequently involves two voices, who repeat and overlap their lines in a style unique to canha discan singing.
Dum 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 tradi budi bra dum 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 tradi buda dum 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 tradi budi bra dum 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 tradi buda chup tradi budi bra
chup com dum dum tradi buda chup com dum dum tradi buda
bishla go deni waga bor waga skor bishla go deni waga bor igmo
Bodig
mo, la bodig dan, la bodig was, la bodig dan, la bodig mo, 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 la bodig
in ma dusi ka me ye boko dero lanke to mamma pesa mo gader
ho war nugen poke di ma dusi kwer war nugen poke di natal
ho war nugen poke di ma dusi kwer war nugen poke di natal
dam ta kwer vetra di budi bla dam ta kwer vetra di buda
dam ta kwer vetra di budi bi dam da kwer vetra di buda
kom da kwer vetra di budi dam kom da kwer vetra di buda
kom da kwer vetra di budi bi shuk kom da
Lorez Ropaz and Gilbert Philippe singing a passe-pied in Canha Discan style. And that ends part one of this whistle stop tour through the traditions of Breton music. Music from Little Britain was a heavy entertainment production for BBC Radio 3. I'm Nick St. George. Join me again next week when we'll discover how, like a gale off the Atlantic buffeting Finisterre, the folk revival of the 1960s blew Breton music into an era of rhythm sections and cultural collaborations.